Welcome to WFUV's Take 5, interviews and performances from our New York studios. Learn more about us at WFUV.org.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from Bose. Bose sound in a portable iPod speaker system. Learn more about the SoundDock portable music system at Bose.com.
I just don't have the abs for it. I don't think it's a musical shot at us. I just think it's they don't like my abs.
Will Hogue has yet to make the cover of Rolling Stone, but rather than hold a grudge, he's content to prove his musical muscle instead. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, I'm Rita Houston. While Will Hogue lives somewhere between Nashville and the next gig, his voice finds a home between Otis Redding and Joe Cocker. It's the soulful thread linking genres from R&B to country in Hogue's brand of whiskey-soaked roots rock. And on the new album, Draw the Curtains, a few other directions and dynamics are added to his sound. In fact, Will told FUV's Claudia Marshall that thanks to changes in bandmates and producers, a few ballads now make their way onto the Will Hogue set list. But there are certain lines he'll never cross.
When the time came to start on this album, there wasn't a band. And so the song sort of started from more of an acoustic guitar kind of place, and Ken, our producer, played drums, and we kind of started fleshing out arrangements that way. And so just the way that those songs started to build just kind of lent itself to thinking about the songs more rather than the bombastic performance aspect of things. And it was a really cool way for me to get to make an album, and a good way for everybody that's in the band now to kind of come back in and build around something rather than trying to capture everything at once. And then we went back and still redid some things where we did capture everything at once, but it had just put a whole new perspective on the whole process. I don't think we're necessarily a kinder, more gentle Will Hogue at this point or anything, but this album just kind of lent itself to sounding that way.
Things that I can't help but wonder whether somebody has tried to change about you is the way that you sing, because your vocals get compared to, you know, everybody all over the map. But it's, that's such a big part of who you are, is your strong singing.
Yeah, the reason we're able to do, I think, some different and varied things musically, something that is more country or is more R&B or is more just, you know, straight ahead, heavier rock. I think that the vocals are the common link between all of those things. And so many people that I've worked with before, or, you know, in bad music relationships, will try to kind of take some of the edge off of those things or smooth it out and make it a little more homogenized. And Ken and Charlie were the first people, I think, that just let me sing the way that I sing. And something that I've learned through them is also just, you know, some restraint and the ability to push your voice and kind of hold it back. You don't want to make a Michael Bolton record where you're just singing at the top of your lungs, you know, the whole time. That's not necessarily real soulful either.
Sometimes a woman needs more than nothing to keep her from going astray. But you come home.
Silver or Gold, new live music from Will Hogue, recorded at WFUV. You can hear more from Will and his band in the online archives at WFUV.org.